You've heard our open themes with listeners talking about their vocations.
Missouri dairy farmers, love issues, etc.
And what they're doing while listening to issues, etc.
This is Mark from Michigan, and I am a lawnmower listener. We love issues, etc.
We're looking for more of these elements to include in our open themes. Tell us about your vocation, hobby, or what you do while listening to Issues Etc. Call the Issues Etc. comment line 24/7 at 618-223-8382. If you make a mistake, just start over. 618-223-8382. Thanks for listening, and thanks for contributing to Issues Etc. 618-223-8382.
That is why I've asked Congress to prohibit extreme late-term abortion, because Republicans believe that every child is a sacred gift of God.
Theology's source and basis is the written word of God, the scriptures, which, as Jesus says, cannot be broken. In this sense, theology and Christian teaching is more real than geology or biology. Medical science will change tomorrow, but God's word will endure.
As a temporal and portable vessel housing the presence of the true God, Mary is now fulfilling the purpose of the Ark of the Covenant.
We are in the closest communion with God when we are baptized into Christ, when we are absolved of our sins by our pastor at the altar, and where we receive the body and blood of Christ.
Hi, I'm Jessica from Yardley, Pennsylvania. Moms in labor love listening to Issues, etc. 10 hours in, start another podcast.
We have heard a lot about the Islamic State in Syria and elsewhere, in Iraq. What about Afghanistan? Now, the United States has been, had a military presence in Afghanistan for decades now. How does that balancing act work when ISIS, this Islamic State, is asserting a growing presence there in Afghanistan? What does that mean for how we ought to deal with this terrorist organization rooted in traditional Islam? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live this Tuesday afternoon, the 20th of August. We're going to start out today's program talking a little bit about reported rise of the Islamic State in Afghanistan. Dr. Robert Spencer will be our guest. After that, Pastor Tom Baker leads us in a Sunday school lesson on Jesus healing a man born blind. After that conversation, Dr. Michael Newell gives us a very quick update on Planned Parenthood's decision to withdraw from Title X funding. There are places, states, in particular Texas, where this has been done before, and he says it usually means good news for healthcare. Then Pastor Peter Bender joins us in Hour 2 of Issues, Etc. Our series on Lutheran catechesis continues. We'll be in the third article of the Creed, part 2 of our discussion of the Holy Spirit's ministry of love. Feel free to join us with questions or comments. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet, @issuesetc, or the Issues, Etc. listener comment line, 618-223-8382. Joining us to talk about the reported rise of the Islamic State in Afghanistan, Robert Spencer, director of Jihad Watch, author of several books on Islam, including his latest, The History of Jihad from Muhammad to ISIS. Robert, welcome back.
Hey, great to be here, Todd. Thank you.
So what is this so-called Khorasan province?
Well, that is the new name of the Islamic State's territory that it controls in Afghanistan. It is named after a medieval Islamic entity, which did have the name the Khorasan province and encompassed parts of modern-day Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iran. And the idea behind the Islamic State is that it claims still, even though it's lost most of its territory in Iraq and Syria, to be the caliphate, the sole legitimate government for Muslims worldwide, and to supersede allegiance that Muslims should hold to any other government. And in doing that, it also claims that it's going about restoring ancient Islamic polities that have been illegitimately destroyed, and the Khorasan province is one of those.
How has the Islamic State grown in Afghanistan from, at least according to news reports, just dozens of fighters early on to thousands now?
Well, Todd, the way that it has grown in Afghanistan is the same way that it's grown everywhere else. It attracted in its heyday 30,000 foreign fighters from 100 different countries, and this was based on its claim to be the caliphate. And it's the same thing in Afghanistan. The Taliban has been there for years, and of course the Taliban still is much larger than the Islamic State in Afghanistan, but the Islamic State was able to recruit Muslims in Afghanistan based on its claim to be the only legitimate entity that Muslims should owe allegiance to.
And how would you describe the relationship of, I guess, the three parties? I'm sure there are even more in Afghanistan, the ruling parties in Afghanistan, the Islamic State, and the occupying Western forces.
Well, this is a matter of mutual hatred, and certainly everyone in Afghanistan is just waiting for the United States to leave, and this is one of the reasons why so many Washington policymakers don't seem to want us ever to leave. But it's really just a matter of common sense. We can't stay there forever. And at any point that we're going to leave, these people are going to be fighting each other. This is inevitable. And so what we really need to do is formulate a new strategy that would contain jihadist activity in Afghanistan from spilling out elsewhere. But what's going to happen in the near or in the short-term future, in any case, whenever we do go, is that the Islamic State and the Taliban and the government are all going to be fighting each other. And there's really nothing we can do to stave that off from happening.
Are you concerned that if we withdraw, we give the Islamic State a new territory to exploit and a base from which to operate?
Yeah, that's a very grave concern. At the same time, the question is whether the way that we're meeting that concern is best done by keeping American troops in Afghanistan on an indefinite basis, or whether there might be some better, more efficient way to deal with the problem. And I do think that a modified version of the old strategy used against the Soviet Union of containment might be better done here. We can't keep Afghans from being attracted to the Islamic State based on its Islamic claims. But we can keep Afghan jihadis from going elsewhere. And that's the kind of thing we should be concentrating on.
So there's a report recently out from the UN General Secretary Antonio Guterres, and he's talking about the losses that the Islamic State has suffered. But he did warn that the lull in Islamic State-directed international attacks may be temporary and said that Afghanistan remains the best established conflict zone among those who are attracting foreign extremist fighters within that region. What do you make of his summary?
Oh, I don't have any doubt of the accuracy of that. That is very likely to be the case. There again, though, I don't think that that justifies keeping American troops there on some forever mission that's ill-defined in terms of what would constitute its victory, because there's a reason why these forces are so powerful and well-entrenched in Afghanistan, and that has to do with their claims to Islamic authenticity and the commitment of the Afghan people to Islam. These are not things that it's going to be in our power to change if we stay there 1,000 years.
What do you think is the attraction? ISIS has proven itself able, as you pointed out earlier, to attract people from all over the world to come and essentially give their lives.
Well, it's these people believe that they're serving God. You know, the Lord says that time will come when people will kill you and think they're offering service to God. And I think that time is upon us now. These people are, in many cases, genuinely religious in the sense that they really want to serve God, but their piety is misguided. And they've been taught by people who they respect, people who they believe know what the word of God is, to think that it involves hatred and violence and killing. And so they think that in doing these things, they're pleasing Allah, and that's the main thing that matters to them.
And do they pose a threat to the established authorities in Afghanistan? Does the Islamic State pose a threat there?
Oh, certainly, yes. It's very possible that the Islamic State could establish a new caliphate, a new base in Afghanistan, and that's something that the United States should be working very hard to prevent. Although here, yet again, I don't think the best way to do that is to keep our troops there indefinitely. We don't have troops, any significant number of troops right now in Iraq and Syria, and yet we're able, via the coalition there, to defeat the caliphate in a matter of months. And it would be the same thing in Afghanistan. If we could redesign our strategy there, there is an ample number of ways that we can keep the Islamic State from gaining a significant foothold or keeping such a foothold, while at the same time making sure that we're not bogged down in some endless self-defeating mission.
What do our lawmakers or policymakers, those who direct our military and geopolitical policy, need to know about ISIS that you think they don't know?
Well, I think that they don't know why it has this appeal. And they don't know why it has this appeal because our military and intelligence establishment is still committed to the Obama administration's false claim that ISIS has nothing to do with Islam. The president has spoken about Islamic terrorism in a way that his predecessor never would, but this has not resulted in any significant change in the core assumptions of the intelligence and military establishment. And those core assumptions are deforming and misleading our personnel and their commanders and making it so that we're not dealing with the problem properly. You can't defeat an enemy you don't understand, and it's the United States policy not to understand this enemy. And until that changes, we're not going to make significant headway.
If you had a minute with President Trump to explain this to him, what would you say to him?
I'd say the Islamic State is just what it says it is. It's the Islamic State. And that is the core of its appeal to many Muslims worldwide, that they believe that it is the legitimate Islamic government. And we have to tackle that idea, and we have to strategize on ways to counter it instead of just denying that it's the case, which is what we've been doing so far, and just insisting that ISIS is not Islamic. It's not the U.S. government's job to do public relations for the religion of Islam. And whatever Islam is, these people think that they are Muslims carrying out the teachings of Islam. And so we have to deal with them on that basis, so we're never going to deal with them properly.
Robert Spencer is director of Jihad Watch. He's author of several books on Islam, including his latest, The History of Jihad, From Muhammad to ISIS. You can purchase this book and find out more about Jihad Watch at issuesetc.org. Click the on-demand archives. Robert, thank you very much.
A pleasure, Todd. Thank you.
When we come back, Pastor Tom Baker joins us. On this Tuesday afternoon, we'll be teaching a Sunday school lesson, the story from John chapter 9, where Jesus heals a man born blind. Stay tuned.
Memoria Press now offers 8 levels of the Simply Classical curriculum for children with special needs. These full-year packages help you teach reading, writing, arithmetic, art and music, poetry, science, history, Latin, classical and Christian studies in incremental and multisensory ways for mastery. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and enter promo code LPR9 to save on resources for your home or school.
Your comprehensive source for information, teaching, and truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
An average of 20 military veterans kill themselves every day. Project Operation Barnabas is a network of LCMS congregations who reach out to veterans and their congregations and their communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armed forces. Serving those who serve. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. lcms.org/armed forces.
If you appreciate Issues Etc., talk radio for the thinking Christian, and Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the world, please include a bequest in your will or trust for these worldwide media resources. Bequests aren't subject to federal tax or capital gains taxes. Ensure your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren the opportunity to listen by including a bequest in your will or trust for Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio.